Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Savvy Time, the podcast. I am your host, Astrid Zagazeta, and on this podcast, I like to educate and motivate on topics relating to wellness, self-improvement, and the art of aligning, of staying connected to your truest self. First of all, happy Easter, everyone! Today, I am here to fill your cup with positivity and affirm that you're going to do great next month. Tomorrow is the first day of April, the first day of the second quarter of the year, and I think time really flies by because to me, yesterday was New Year's and today is Easter, and that is surreal to me. How does time fly by so fast? I don't know, but it is the end of the month, literally the end of the first quarter, and I'm here to just remind you of who you are and basically check in with you real quick. I do have a few questions. Do you feel a sense of accomplishment for these first 3 months? Or is there something that you feel missing? You can take some time to reflect on that if you haven't already. For me, I do feel accomplished, but it's a 50-50. I feel like I could have focused more on my podcast like I planned and I kind of wanted to. And I'm not being hard on myself or anything. I did other pretty cool things that really took a lot of dedication. So that is just how I feel for the first quarter. But what do you think about your first 3 months of the year? If you didn't do something you wanted to, you still have the whole year to do it. I think sometimes we don't dedicate towards something that we want to do either in the first month of the year or the first 3 months. And then we give it up completely because I think we just forget that we have the rest of the year to do it. But you really have the rest of the year to dedicate and focus on whatever it is that you want to focus on. It's a good time to write down your goals for the second quarter, even for the month. I think it's really good to set those quarterly goals, especially with anything that has to do with habits. Just because it takes a long time to finally become automatic in yourself, basically. What do you want your theme of this new quarter or month to be? What would you like to improve? What would you like to create? What would you like to learn? Those could be some questions that you can ask yourself. But today, I am really just here to get in your mind and remind you of who you are real quick. You are capable of doing anything that you set your mind to. No, because I'm so serious. You, whoever that is listening to this, I don't have to know you. I really do not have to. I do know that you are a human being. Therefore, I know that you are intelligent. I know that you are unique. I know that you are limitless. I don't know you. I don't have to. But I believe in you. And I do know that if you set your mind to whatever it is that you want to accomplish, I know for a fact you will do it. Because you are powerful. And I believe in you. But most importantly, you should believe in yourself if you don't already. You got this. Anything going your way, you got it. You're more than capable. The universe, God, could be both for you and me. We believe in you. I really hope that you believe in yourself because if you're here, you have a purpose. You really do. So if you did not stick to your New Year's resolution, it's fine. We all fall off from it. It's okay. Like, it's fine. But you do have the rest of the year. And you have not even the rest of the year. You have the rest of the decade to really, like, focus on what it is that you want to focus on. And you can do anything that you set your mind to. The only thing that you need is you need to believe in yourself. And I really hope you do. It's Easter. It's a wonderful time to be grateful and to believe that anything is possible. Express gratitude for everything in your life because if you're breathing, that is already a blessing and it should not be taken for granted. Like I mentioned, if you are here, you have a purpose. You really do. So I really just came on here to remind you that you are valuable, that you are worthy, that you are enough, and that you are more than capable. You are a ball of light, even if it's possibly a little bit dimmed right now. You can always flip the switch and shine like you're meant to. After this episode, take the time to reflect if you need to. Take the time to set the tone for this new month, for this new quarter, for the rest of the year. Write down your goals. Plan on what you want to focus on. This was meant to be a short episode to fill your cup with positivity because it is Easter and it is a time to celebrate. Whether you celebrate for its true meaning or to have a good time with others or you just spend time with yourself, just remember that anything is possible. Believe and be grateful. There are some people that are not going to want to see you shine. There are some people who are going to want to bring you down. There are some people who will tell you that you can't do it. Sometimes the dream is going to feel too far from reach. Sometimes you're going to think, am I smart enough for this? Am I capable enough for this? Should I even do this? If it's something that you feel really passionate for, that is basically your dream, make it a goal. I'm telling you, you got this. You really do. So believe in yourself. It's really important for us to believe in ourselves. Be very grateful for everything that you have learned, everyone that you have met, every situation, every lesson that you have learned. Be grateful. Believe in yourself. Have faith. So the affirmation of the week, I mean, I think I've already said it like 100 times in this episode, but it's really that you are capable of anything that you set your mind to and that you got this. So whenever that you get in a situation where you're doubting yourself or you are uncertain of what's going to happen next or whatever it could be, just affirm that you got this. Just say, I got this, because you really do. I am capable of doing anything I set my mind to. Repeat that after me. I am capable of doing anything I set my mind to. I got this. That is what you should be telling yourself, if you don't do that already. But anyway, that is really all that I have for you today. I just felt like saying something positive to all of you guys. And that's basically it. I hope that you have a wonderful Easter, a wonderful Sunday. And if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to leave a 5-star rating so that we can continue to grow our Savvy Time community. It takes less than 5 seconds. I will talk to you all next time, and I really hope that you have a blessed and a prosperous day.